Listen to The Great Gildersleeve at 8 o'clock tonight.
From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
Say, mister, I want to talk to you. You sold me an incubator and it don't work.
Well, what's the matter with it?
Well, I've had that incubator 3 weeks and it ain't laid an egg yet. Why, of all the newfangled ideas...
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's. Mary, I've got to discharge that chauffeur of mine. He's nearly killed me 4 times.
Oh, John, give him another chance.
Give him another chance? Why, you want to kill me, too. You're just a...
Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Gates and his orchestra, David Street, Betty Rose, and our genial host, the star of our show, Mike Yekarkus.
Ah, sweet misery of life, at last I found you. Ah, love, 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 ever since that matrimonial broker, Mr. Steele, showed me this picture of my dream girl, Miss Betty Grable, I've just been infumigated with her. She's beautiful. You know, she's beautiful enough to be in the movies. Her face does look a little familiar. I think I've seen her someplace. Ah, it's wonderful to be in love. I feel so good. Must be love because my heart is going pitter-patter-patter. In fact, I got a Hoover heart. It beats as it sweeps as it cleans. No wonder my future wife is the most beautiful girl in the whole world, Betty Grable. See, I can't believe that she is going to be my wife. That we are going to get married. That we'll walk hand in hand down the aisle. You know, I think I'll write her a love letter right now. Gee, this is the first love letter I ever wrote. How could I start it? Dear sweetheart. Wait a minute, how could I call a sweetheart? I didn't even meet her yet. Dear Betty. No, that's a little bit too familiar. I could say, dear Miss Grable. No, that's too cold. I got it. To whom it may concern. Gentlemen. That may sound businesslike, but after all, I mean business. Must mean business because that matrimonial broker, Mr. Steele, is coming over here to take me over to meet Miss Grable and her mother and father today and for me to give her my $750 as a deposit. Just to show that I'm not just a fly in the nighttime.
Hello, Parkey. I said hello, Parkey. Hey, Parkey, wake up. Come on out of your dream.
Oh, hello, Betty Rhodes. Betty, congratulate me.
Congratulate
yes.
You? For what?
Betty, you're the closest friend I got, and at my wedding, I want you to be the best man.
Me be your best man? Parkey, are you crazy?
Yes, I'm going to get married.
Married?
Yes.
Well, to whom?
Betty Grable. I got a picture right there.
Betty Grable, now I know you're dreaming.
No, this is the real thing. I'm in love, Betty. For the first time in my life, I got heartburn.
Well, come on, Parkey. Just forget your darling Betty Grable, and let's get some work done in this restaurant. I got to go and fix up the menu.
Yeah, gee, but my sweetheart is beautiful. Oh, hello, David.
Hello, Parkey.
Say, David, could you loan me a pair of striped trousers for my wedding?
Your wedding? You mean you're getting married?
Sure I'm getting married. How could I have a wedding if I don't get married?
Oh, well, congratulations, Parkey. Yeah. Who's the lucky girl?
Betty Grable.
Betty Grable?
Yeah, there's her picture. Is she gorgeous or is she gorgeous?
Parkey, whatever gave you the idea that you could marry Betty Grable? Do you think that you can keep her in the style to which she is accustomed?
Oh, sure. I got $750. And besides, I just know she'll be a wonderful help to me here. She'll be able to come in here in the restaurant and help me with the cooking and wait on tables.
Well, Parkey, as long as you're going to have Betty Grable wait on tables, why don't you get Ronald Coleman in here and give him a job as a dishwasher?
No, I got a good dishwasher now. But if he's a friend of yours, I'll be glad to take his name. Who'd you say it was?
Oh, forget it. So you're going to marry Betty Grable, eh?
Yeah, that is, I hope so. You see, I'm going over to her house tonight to meet her and her family for the first time. David, to me, that beautiful Betty Grable is just a dream.
Ah, she certainly is. And don't you ever wake up.
Yes.
What a romantic combination. Betty Grable and Parkey Carcass.
Yeah, now, I want you to be sure and come to my wedding, David, because I want you to be the maid of honor.
Gee, Parky, I'm sorry that I won't be able to attend your wedding because, you know, I'm leaving town tonight. The paper is sending me away on a new assignment.
Oh, that's right, David. I did hear you was leaving us, and believe me, I'm sorry because all of us is going to miss you a whole lot here. It was swell having you around, and I do want to wish you the best of luck, David. You're a swell guy.
Thanks, Parky. I'm going to miss all of you folks, too.
It's too bad you won't be here for my wedding, David, because I was hoping that as soon as the preacher says, I now pronounce you man and woman. And as we are walking down the bridal trail, from the distance, I would have loved to hear soft music creeping in, and you would be singing a beautiful song.
The wedding, Parky, I'll sing your wedding song for you right now. It's called I'll Buy That Dream. Imagine me with my head on your shoulder, and you with your lips getting bolder. A sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. I'll buy that dream. Imagine you in a gown white and flowery, and me thanking Dad for your dowry. A church full of folks, those last minute jokes, I'll buy that dream. A honeymoon in Cairo in a brand new auto gyro, then home by rocket in a wink. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream. A honeymoon in Cairo in a brand new auto gyro, then home by rocket in a wink. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in a nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream.
Parky.
Oh, hello, Bob Williams.
Well, look at this beautiful picture of Betty Grable. Gee, could I fall in love with a gal like that?
Put down that picture, Bob Williams, and be careful how you talk. You're speaking of the woman I love. Hmm? That's my sweetheart, and I challenge any man, woman, or child who dares to...
Now, there, there, Parky. Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Oh, gee, Bob, I'm sorry I lost my temperature, but, you know, I love that girl, and I'm going to marry her.
You marry Betty Grable?
Yes, sir.
Have you proposed to her yet?
Oh, sorry. Proposed?
Yeah.
You know, Bob, I never proposed to nobody. How do you feel about that?
Well, Parky, I can only tell you the way I proposed to my wife.
Yes?
I'll never forget it. There was a full moon, and we were sitting in the garden.
Yes.
I took her hand in mine, then I bent down on one knee and looked tenderly into her eyes and said, "Sweetheart, I want you to know that you can get comfort and pleasure when you light an old gold. Especially today. But you can't get pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry."
Ain't that romantic?
And then she gave me her answer.
Yes.
She said, "Yes, my darling. And do you know that to help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples? We call it apple honey.
Oh, gee, Bob, you'll have me crying in a minute.
And so we were married, Parky. Yes, we were married then. And now every year on our anniversary, I take my wife in my arms, kiss her tenderly, and do you know what I say?
No, Bob, what do you say?
I say, my adorable one, Old Gold's blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco for delightful extra flavor. Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold. So whenever you can, try a pack. And when little annoyances get you down, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold.
Oh, Bob, do me a favor and write all that down for me so when I turn the lights down low, I can read it to my darling Miss Grable.
Parky, you might as well not have come in today. There's so much to do, and you haven't done a single thing.
Say, Betty, I've just been thinking, where would you suggest that me and Miss Grable go for our honeymoon?
Oh, Parky, you and Betty Grable on a honeymoon. Why don't you be serious?
But I am serious. I thought we should go to Niagara Falls, but I've just been figuring out how much money I got, and it's too expensive for both of us to go. You know something? I think I'll let her go on the honeymoon alone.
Oh, great. That'll be a wonderful idea. Then she could send you a postcard every day saying, having a wonderful time, wish you were here.
Yeah, that's good. Send me a postcard. Then that's what we'll do. For our honeymoon, she can go to Niagara Falls and I'll go to Pismo Beach. You know? It's only 5 cents car fare from here, you know.
Oh, that'll be great. That's the most romantic thing I ever heard of. But in the meanwhile, would you go in and start making a few salads so we'll be ready for dinner? Hmm?
Niagara Falls, having a wonderful...
Oh, poor Parky.
Hi, Betty.
Oh, hello, Pete.
Say, Betty, is Parky sure enough getting married?
Well, the poor guy has a crush on Betty Grable's picture, and he thinks he's going to marry her.
You mean Betty Grable, the movie actor?
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding? Why, she wouldn't even look at Parky. Why don't somebody put that guy wise?
Well, look, Opie, we're just going to let Parky keep on thinking that he's going to marry Betty Grable. Gee, the poor fellow feels so good now, it'd kill him if anybody told him the truth. Oh, quiet, here he comes.
Hello, kids.
Hi, Parky.
Say, Opie, instead of standing here talking, you and your boys should be practicing so you'll play good at my wedding. Oh, Betty, I think that man wants to pay his check.
Oh, yes, I'll take care of it, Parky.
Say, Opie, was you ever in love?
Me in love?
Yes.
No, Parky, I look this way on account of my ulcer.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing, Opie. You know, since I'm in love, I can't work, I can't sleep, and I can't eat.
You can't eat?
No.
Maybe you got an ulcer, too, Parky.
No, Opie, it's love. Just take a look at this picture. That's my sweetheart, Betty Grable. Ain't she beautiful?
Oh, she sure is.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you're showing pictures, I'd like to show you a picture of my girl, Parky. I met her on a fishing trip.
On a fishing trip, huh?
Yeah, she loves fishing.
I see.
In fact, you might have heard about her. She was chosen Miss Barracuda of 1910.
Miss Barracuda of 1910?
Yep, she caught the biggest barracuda that year. And the picture I got shows her standing right next to it.
Oh.
That fish weighs 350 pounds.
What do you know?
Here's a picture of her and the barracuda. She's the one on the left.
Gee, this is a nice picture. Say, Opie, are you sure that the one on the left is the barracuda? It seems to me that the one on the right looks more like the fish.
Well, I ought to know what my own girl looks like by this time, Parky.
Yeah.
Well, I've looked at that picture 1,000 times. My girl is the one on the left. Let me see that picture here.
Right here.
By George, Parky, you know you're right. The one on the left is a barracuda.
Well, Opie, I will admit that unless you look very close, it's hard to tell the difference.
Well, the thing that gets me sore is that for all these years, I've been in love with a big fish.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what I want you to do, Opie. I want you to be sure and bring your girl to my wedding, too.
Oh, I'll be glad to do that, Parky. Say, when is your wedding, anyway?
I don't know. We didn't set the date yet.
You didn't set the date?
No.
Then how in the world can you hire me and my band to play for you if you don't know the date? You can't tie me and my 21 men up like that. You'll have to give me a deposit so I can split it up among the boys.
Deposit? How much of a deposit do I have to give you, Opie?
Oh, I guess $100 would be about right.
$100? You know, I don't think I can spare quite that much, Opie.
Well, how much can you spare?
Oh, about 65 cents. Pardon you, will you? Oh, hello, Mr. Steele.
Well, well, hello, Mr. Parky Carcass. How is the happy groom today?
I'm fine, thank you. Gee, Mr. Steele, I've been waiting all day for you to come in. I can hardly wait to meet Miss Grable.
Yes, this is a big day.
Yes.
In fact, Miss Grable's father and mother are very anxious to meet you, too.
They are?
Yes, they're waiting at their house now.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go over there.
Just one minute, please. Do you have the $750 with you? I told him you'd put it up as a deposit, just to show your good faith, you know.
Oh, sure, I got the money with me. I don't blame him for making sure that their daughter marries a substantial man.
Yes, that's it, exactly. Now, may I use your phone, please, to make sure Miss Grable's folks are at home? Then we can go right over.
Oh, sure, you can use the phone right here.
Thank you. Hello, Joe, this is Monty. Coming over now with the ump chase.
Umche? That's not my name. My name is Parky Carcass.
Yeah. Oh, well, Umche is a nickname Miss Grable's folks have for people they like.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I like that nickname, Umche Parky Carcass.
Hello, Joe. Tessie with you? Fine. No, 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 not the uncle and aunt. You're her mother and father. The uncle and aunt was the last deal.
The last deal? What are they doing there, playing cards?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Hello, Joe. Yeah, he's got the moolah with him. What time you say the train leaves? Okay, then we better get right over there. Now, look, lay it on thick, and we'll take it on the lamb.
Oh, good. For dinner, they're going to have nice, thick lamb.
Okay, Joe, goodbye. We'll see you over at the house in a few minutes.
Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra play Sunny Side of the Street.
You keep playing as well as that, and before long, they'll be comparing your music to Tchaikovsky.
To who?
Tchaikovsky. Haven't you heard of the great music of Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky?
No, I guess he don't belong to my local. You know, Bob, it's kind of hard to keep track of all these new guys coming into the Union here.
Oh, Opie, Tchaikovsky was born in 1840. That'd make him 105 years old today.
105 years old? Well, what in the world would he be doing in my band? He'd be too old, Bob. I'll tell you what I'll do, though. I'll give him a letter to Spike Jones. But 105 is a little bit too old for me, Bob.
Well, you're right, Opie. 105 years is a long time. But even 80 years before that, in 1760 to be exact, the Lorillard business was founded. Now, that means nearly two centuries of association with the world's choice tobaccos. And this vast experience is reflected in the quality of Old Gold cigarettes today.
Say, Bob, I notice it's a little bit easier to get Old Golds in the stores now.
Well, yes, Opie. The cigarette situation is improving every day. Old Golds, with the same marvelous quality they've always had, are becoming increasingly more available to civilians. So, next time you buy cigarettes, get Old Gold.
Well, here we are at Miss Betty Grable's house, Mr. Parky Cockers.
You mean she lives right over this fish market?
Yes. Yes, she does. Her father loves to smell the ocean breezes, and he can't get a place at the beach this year. Yes. Let's go in. I'll knock on the door.
Get away from that door. I got you covered.
This is Monty, Joe. Open up.
Oh, it's you, Monty. Okay, come in. Is this the mooch?
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Grable, I want you to meet your future son-in-law.
Glad to know you.
Yeah, sit down, Mr. Grable.
What'd you say?
I said sit down, Mr. Grable.
Well, you're Mr. Grable. This man is Parker Cocker.
Parker Cocker is too formal. You can call me Umpsy. Say, is Betty around? I'd like to meet her.
Betty?
Yeah.
Who's Betty?
Your daughter. The one Mr. Parker Carcass is going to marry.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. No, she ain't here now.
Yeah, she's at the dressmaker's. She's getting her wedding torso.
A wedding torso?
Yeah.
You know, Mrs. Grable, I keep looking at this picture all day long. Ain't she beautiful?
Oh, she's gorgeous. Who is she?
That's your daughter.
Oh, yeah, sure. I didn't recognize her for a second.
Hey, Tessie, this daughter of ours ain't a bad looking dish, is she?
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yes, now, Mr. and Mrs. Grable, I'm sure that Mr. Parker Carcass will make a wonderful son-in-law for you.
Yes, I promise you, I'll do everything I can to make your daughter happy.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, I now give you consent to marry me daughter.
Yes.
Now, did you bring the fish?
The fish?
Yeah, the clams.
The clams?
Yeah, the green stuff, the lettuce, the cabbage.
Fish and cabbage? Thought you was having lamb for dinner.
No, I'm talking about the scratch. Scratch?
Scratch? I'll do it, but I'm not even itchy.
Look, you, did your folks never learn you no simple English? What I want to know is this. Did you bring the rocks? Did you bring the stones? Did you bring the do-re-mi?
Well, the only thing he told me to bring was the money.
That's right, Joe. Mr. Parky Carcass has got $750 with him.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Get it up, son.
Gee, he's calling me son. Oh, that sounds so good, father-in-law.
Thanks.
Father-in-law, could I ask you a big favor?
What is it?
Would you mind if I called you daddy?
You guys, let's get the dough and scramble. We're going to miss the train.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we've done enough talking. Let's have the money.
Okay, here's the money right here.
Come on, you guys. We're going to get going.
Yes, I think we can be on our way now. And Mr. Parky Cockers.
Yes?
Mr. Parky Cockers, you've made a big hit with Miss Grable's folks here. And I'm sure that you and Betty will be very happy.
Oh, thank you.
Next time we all meet, we'll be at the wedding.
All right.
Okay, folks, let's scram.
Hey, wait a minute. I give you all my money and now you're all going away. Don't you gonna wait for Betty?
Oh, she'll be here in a couple of hours. Now, you just wait here, and don't you leave until she comes, because she's dying to meet you.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll wait for her. I'm counting every minute until she gets here.
Well, so long, Mr. Parky Cocker.
Goodbye, Mr. Steele.
Goodbye, Umpche.
Goodbye.
And good luck, Umpche.
Thank you. And have a good trip, Daddy. And you too, Mommy.
Betty Rhodes sings, Can't You Read Between the Lines?
When I write to you and say everything is okay, if my letters seem gay, can't you read between the lines? I go dancing when I'm blue. As you wrote me to do. But it's not like with you. Can't you read between the lines? It might worry you if I told you I cried every night. You tell me it won't. But why take a chance that it might? I'll be seeing you again. Only heaven knows when. But my dear, until then, can't you read between the lines? Darling, if you please, set your heart at ease. Wish I could reveal exactly how I feel. But until then, can't you read between the
4 o'clock in the morning. I hope my sweetheart comes home soon. Been waiting here since 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I can only wait 3 more hours, then I got to go back because I got to open up the restaurant 7 o'clock. Gee, if I have to leave before she comes, I hope she don't get mad at me for not waiting. It's a good thing I had the picture with me here to keep me company. Yeah, I could never get tired of looking at her beautiful face. Yeah, I was never so happy in my whole life. I'm sure this is going to be such a wonderful marriage. And I guess I'm just being silly, but who can tell? Maybe in a year or two, we may even have a new car.
For the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Opie Cates, and his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parky's. Our men have won 2 wars, but the battle of supplies still goes on. Here's where you women can help. You're needed. The fact is, we're desperately short of used kitchen fats and greases to help speed reconversion to peacetime industry. Now, more than ever, render meat scraps, scrape frying pans, skim stews and soups. Save every drop of used fats and greases. Turn them into your butcher promptly and help win the crucial battle of supplies. And now until next Sunday evening, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. This is Bob Williams saying goodnight for Old Gold and inviting you again next Sunday night to meet me at Parky's.
National Broadcasting Company.